Why You Should Not Vote by A Citizen. I would like to begin by thanking those of you who are not registered to vote. I would also like to thank those of my fellow citizens that will be too busy or that are too cynical to vote. This message is not for you. Instead, I would like to address those of you who intend to cast your vote. If you have already voted, then I'm too late, but if you can keep listening for next time, it would be greatly appreciated. You should not vote because by not voting, you make my vote count more. And who am I? I may be a conservative, a liberal, or somewhere in between. I may be for or against gay marriage, abortion, universal health care, or marijuana legalization. I might be rich from birth, rich from hard work, living from paycheck to paycheck, or struggling to survive. I may have been born on the same year as you. I may be old enough to be your parent or grandparent, or I might be young enough to be your child. I may be happily single, happily married, or even happily divorced. I may even support your views completely or find them to be completely absurd. Rest assured, I will use my vote wisely. You should pay no mind to those well-meaning people that say, if you don't vote, then you have no right to complain. I would like to take this moment to remind you that we have free speech here in America, so complain as much as you want. When propositions that you support are not passed and when candidates that represent your views are not elected, I will be more than happy to listen to your complaining. But voting in my state is pointless, you say. Candidate X is sure to win my state in the presidential election. You may be right. In fact, by not voting, you are definitely making that a true statement. Also, by not voting, you are giving me more influence over your state and local elections as well. And those midterm elections, you can skip those too. Here's the deal. If every citizen voted, then everybody would have an equal amount of power. When fewer people vote, the ones that do vote have more power. Think about it. If only one out of every four people votes, the one person that does vote is making decisions for the other three. I like the idea of representing multiple people with my vote. I could be considered a representative myself, albeit one of a very small district. You can be confident that I have every intention of putting your non-vote and my increased voting power to good use. So please, don't vote. You can trust me.